Monday, January 11, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRay-Hove. Making headlines today. Zambia has agreed to supply power to South Africa to help avoid power disruptions during the 2010 FIFA World Cup. South Africa's power grid has been under pressure for more than 2 years and experienced countrywide power cuts early in 2008. State-owned Eskom has said there would be adequate supply for the soccer tournament. Zambia's state power utility ZESCO acting MD Cyprian Chitandu said that Zambia would supply power to South Africa and the quantity would depend on Zambia's surplus capacity as well as demand from South Africa. President Jacob Zuma said this weekend that there are signs that South Africa is recovering from the worst effects of the global economic crisis, but the revival will likely be slow and job creation will lag. Zuma was addressing tens of thousands of supporters gathered in Kimberley for the 98th anniversary of the ANC party's creation. He said that there are some indications that South Africa may be recovering from the worst of the global crisis, but this recovery may be slow and perhaps even temporary. However, Zuma sought to lessen the expectations of his supporters that new jobs will be created soon. Also making headlines, South African steel giant ArcelorMittal rolls over prices into January. A study reveals that Eskom would be sustainable with yearly tariff rises of 25%. India boosts ties with Africa and expands credit lines. And Medupi's first unit will receive an air quality upgrade in 2018. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.